ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ So today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 8, entitled Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Rai. And today we are doing two verses, text 265 and 266. This is a little too loud. It has a reverberation. Okay, so 265. ಅಂತರ್ಯಾಮಿ ಈಶ್ವರೇರ ಏರಿತಿ ಹಯೆ ಬಾಹಿರೇನ ಕಹೆ ವಸ್ತು ಪ್ರಕಾಶೆ ಹೃದಯೆ ಅಂತರ್ಯಾಮಿ ಈಶ್ವರೇರ ಏರಿತಿ ಹಯೆ ಬಾಹಿರೆ ನ ಕಹೆ ವಸ್ತು ಪ್ರಕಾಶೆ ಹೃದಯ ಅಂತರ್ಯಾಮಿ ಈಶ್ವರೇರ ಏರಿತಿ ಹಯೆ ಬಾಹಿರೆ ನ ಕಹೆ ವಸ್ತು ಪ್ರಕಾಶೆ ಹೃದಯ ಅಂತರ್ಯಾಮಿ ಈಶ್ವರೇರ ಏರಿತಿ ಹಯೆ ಬಾಹಿರೇನ ಕಹೆ ವಸ್ತು ಪ್ರಕಾಶೆ ಹೃದಯ ಅಂತರ್ಯಾಮಿ ಈಶ್ವರೇರ ಏರಿತಿ ಹಯೆ ಬಾಹಿರೇನ ಕಹೆ ವಸ್ತು ಪ್ರಕಾಶೆ ಹೃದಯ ಅಂತರ್ಯಾಮಿ ಈಶ್ವರೇರ ಏರಿತಿ ಹಯೆ ಬಾಹಿರೇನ ಕಹೆ ವಸ್ತು ಪ್ರಕಾಶೆ ಹೃದಯ ಅಂತರ್ಯಾಮಿ ಈಶ್ವರೇರ ಏರಿತಿ ಹಯೆ ಬಾಹಿರೇನ ಕಹೆ ವಸ್ತು ಪ್ರಕಾಶೆ ಹೃದಯ ಅಂತರ್ಯಾಮಿ ಈಶ್ವರೇರ ಏರಿತಿ ಹಯೆ ಬಾಹಿರೇನ ಕಹೆ ವಸ್ತು ಪ್ರಕಾಶೆ ಹೃದಯ In the eyes of Krishna, everyone is feminine. Okay, so word for word, Antaryami, the super soul, Ishwarera, of the personality of Godhead, Ehi, this, Riti, the system, Haye, is, Bahire, externally, Na kahe, does not speak. Vastu, the facts. Prakashe, manifests. Hridaye, within the heart. Translation. Ramananda Rai continued, the super soul within everyone's heart speaks not externally but from within. He instructs the devotees in all respects, and that is his way of instruction. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Here Sri Ramananda Rai admits that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the super soul. It is the super soul that inspires the devotee. Therefore, he is the original source of the Gayatri Mantra. In the Gayatri, it is stated, Om Bhura Bhuvasva Tatsavitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. Savitri is the original source of all intelligence. Savitri, maybe Savita? Is that what you have? Savita. It is in the sprint. That Savita is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.22. Pachorita yena pura saraswati vitan vata jasya satim smitim hiri svalakshana pradura bhut kilasita same rishinam rishabha prasidatam. May the Lord, who in the beginning of the creation amplified the potent knowledge of Brahma from within his heart and inspired him with full knowledge of creation and his own self, and who appeared to be generated from the mouth of Brahma, be pleased with me. This was spoken by Shukadeva Goswami when he invoked the blessing of the Supreme Personality of Godhead before delivering Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit. Text 266. Janmariya Sayatun Varad Itaras Charte Shuragya Charat Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye Muyanti Atsuraya Tejo Vari Vidam Yata Vinimayo Yatra Tri Sargo Misha Ramna Svena Sada Nirasta Kuhakam Satyam Param Dhimahi. Thank you, that was very attractive. There's another way you could sing it too. Janmalayasya yatayan vayad itaras chartishva vigyaswara tene brahma hiraya adikavaye muyanti yatsuraya. Like that. Tejo vari midam yata vinimayo Yatra tisargo misha dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param dhimahi. I offer my obeisances unto Lord Sri Krishna, son of Vasudev, who is the supreme all-pervading personality of Godhead. I meditate upon him, the transcendent reality, who is the primeval cause of all causes, from whom all manifested universes arise, in whom they dwell and by whom they are destroyed. I meditate upon that eternally effulgent Lord who is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations and yet is beyond them. It is he only who first imparted Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahma, the first created being. Through him this world, like a mirage, appears real even to great sages and demigods. Because of him, the material universes created by the three modes of nature appear to be factual, although they are unreal. I meditate therefore upon him, the absolute truth, who is eternally existent in his transcendental abode and who is forever free of illusion. Short purport says, this is the opening invocation of Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.1. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we have a lot of new faces here today. Ramananda Rai continued, the super soul within everyone's heart speaks not externally but from within. He instructs the devotees in all respects, and that is the way of instruction. So, talking about the super soul, the Lord actually exists in three features. It is described: Vadanti tat tattva vidas tatvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti parmatmeti bhagwan iti shabdate. So there is Bhagwan, there is Paramatma, and then there is Brahman. Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagwan. Brahman means the all-pervasive energy of the Lord, like the sunlight. Then there is Paramatma, which is like the sun globe, which is the personalized feature, which actually is within our heart, Paramatma. And then Bhagwan is like the personality who governs the sun. That is Bhagwan, the Lord, Supreme Lord Krishna. So these are the three features. All of them are Krishna, but these are the three features described in this verse. Padanti tattva. So here it is described, Ramananda Rai is telling Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he is actually the super soul. The super soul within everyone's heart speaks not externally but from within. And he's telling Lord Chaitanya that you are actually the super soul. The super soul has lots of function. He is directing the living entities from within. He is directing everybody, but not everybody actually hears him, or even listens to him. So the devotees of the Lord who are more purified, they can actually feel the Supreme Lord within, and they accept directions from within. A lot of times, some of you, or most of you, all of you probably have the experience of hearing some voice inside telling you, don't do that. And you're wondering what it was. So it could be one of two things, either the super soul within directing, telling you something, or sometimes the mind says something. And when I was first beginning my devotional career, I asked the sannyasi, because I'm getting these voices inside saying, don't do that. But every time I try to do something wrong, don't do that. So I asked him, what is it? Is this the super soul or is it the mind? And he told me plain blankly, without thinking, he said, you should think that is your mind. Sorry? Oh, the wife. Oh. So the Lord in the heart is always giving instruction, always helping us. Krishna, he wants us to go back to him more than we want to go to him. And therefore he has arranged all these different facilities for us to go back. First he gave us the material world, which has so many facilities, so many things. Then he has sent his devotees. He has given all these different scriptures of what we can read, what we can learn, and how to go back there. He's coming himself. He's also coming in different forms, and he's sending messengers here to get us to go back. And also here, and from within the heart, he comes as super soul and directs us from within. In Bhagavad Gita 15:15, is described, sarvasya chaham hridi sannivisto matasmitir jnanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvair aham eva vedyo vedanta krit veda videva chaham. Krishna is speaking, I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. A lot of times when I lose my keys, I'm not worried. And almost every time I find it back. And one time it took me 2 days to get my car key back. It was one of those ones with an electronic chip in it. It was the only one I had. And it was, the cost of it was about $300, Volkswagen. And I lost it for 2 days. And I was thinking, oh, Mama, maybe this time it will not work. But actually, on the second day, someone said, I found the key. I said, wow, let's see. So Krishna can act like that in many different ways to help us. Not that we should kijai, you know. The Lord is very much jai ki. So the Lord is in the heart, and he's directing, and he's also giving us instructions. And only if we can follow them, or if only we can hear them. The more one gets purified, the more he's able to listen to the inner voice. The example of the two birds is given in the Bhagavatam. The two birds are on the tree. One bird is eating the fruits of the tree, enjoying and also suffering, and the other bird is simply patiently waiting for that other bird to look at him and take mercy. So one bird is considered to be the super soul, Krishna, and the other bird is all of us. So we are in the material world enjoying and suffering. And Krishna is there waiting patiently when we're going to turn to him. So the idea is that if we turn to the Lord, then all our suffering, all our problems will be over. At least we will be more peaceful. When one takes up the devotional service, the first thing that happens is that the miseries go away. Anybody has that experience? As soon as you join devotional service, maybe not all the miseries will go away, but at least you will feel, I felt a great relief having joined when I heard about this message. So there is that relief of suffering immediately. There's like 8 different items that take place, and the first one is the relief from suffering. Since we have so many new faces, I'll say the hierarchy of how the super soul comes down. In the beginning, there is Krishna. Srila Prabhupada describes, there is Krishna, and then he manifests, he expands himself to Balaram. And then Balaram manifests into 4 forms. Vasudev, Shankarshan, Aniruddha, and Padyumna, which is called a Chaturvyuha. And then, to summarize it, the next after that would be the 3 forms of Vishnu who are responsible for the material creation. There's Karana, Dakashayi. These words are hard to pronounce. Karana, Dakashayi. Then there is Garbo, Dakashayi. And then Shiro, Dakashayi, Vishnu. These 3 Vishnus. So, and then after that comes, these 3 Vishnus are actually called the Vaikuntha Narayan realization. And then there is Paramatma, which is the super soul that we are talking about today. So, we can always consult the Lord actually within the heart. The yogis, they are meditating on the Supreme Lord within the heart. And by doing that, we can actually enhance our spiritual life. Every situation, in any place we are, we can think about the Lord, we can chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Srila Prabhupada has has taught us how to remain pure and how to remain peaceful. In any given circumstance, we could actually become peaceful by looking within. Devotees of the Lord, they are always happy because they are always getting the inner peace. The Vyanga Prabhu speaks about the inner peace when he is out there. So this inner peace is what is available to everyone. So we can actually take advantage of that. The Lord is not only in the heart of every living creature, but he is also within every atom that is described. In his fullness, he is also within every atom. Srimad Brahma Samhita says, Eko pyasau rachayitam jagananda kotim yachaktirasti jagananda chayayananta andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. He is an undifferentiated entity, as there is no distinction between potency and the possessor thereof. In his work of creation of millions of worlds, his potency remains inseparable. All the universes exist in him, and he is present in his fullness in every one of the atoms that are scattered throughout the universe at one and the same time. Such is the primeval Lord whom I adore. So sometimes the example is given of crows and swans. Crows are referring to those who are sense enjoyers in the world. And the swans are like devotees who are completely surrendered unto the Supreme Lord. So these two sets of people, both of them have the faculties of surrendering to the Lord and becoming swans, becoming devotees. And little by little, by the preaching, by our going out and talking to people and describing Krishna to them and so forth, others will also join in. Srila Prabhupada, he was very sure that this is what's going to happen by the preaching movement. And so when he came, he was already seeing so many temples all over the world. He was already seeing so many devotees and so many. He already saw this big temple that is being built now in Mayapur, that this is already there, this Adbhuta Mandir. He was so sure that he was very much connected to Krishna, and therefore he can see all these things. And so, like, devotees will be going out to the Yanharinam, Madan Mohan Prabhu will be going to the prison house, and so many other devotees are out there talking to people. We go in Harinam and Mother Agatmika is out there, and so nicely she's engaging people and talking to them, and even when they are nasty, she is still very happy, joyfully smiling and giving them the mercy and the little pamphlets or a piece of prasadam. So in this way they can also take advantage of this message. Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna is very happy to see one of his devotees going out and engaging his other children to come back home. And this is the best service one can do. Of all the different services that are available that can be done, the best one is to accept some austerity on behalf of others. In the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Lord Shiva was drinking the poison, as they were churning the ocean, the first item that came out was an ocean of poison. And they didn't know what to do, the demons and the demigods. So then someone suggested, well, let's call Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, he is very, very powerful. He can drink that poison. So Lord Shiva actually did. He gathered up all the poison and brought it within his palm. And then he drank it. But it didn't pass his neck, so he's called Nilkanth. And the next verse after that one states how the best type of prayer one can make How does it go? 8:10 Scrabble. Okay, let's go. Param. I don't remember it. But anyway, it was saying that of all the different prayers and all the different services that one can do, the best one is to accept some austerity on behalf of the Supreme Lord. Tapyante lokatapena sajano jana. Param. Anyway, we'll learn it. So this is the topmost service one can do, is to accept some austerity. We have so many things to do, but I'm willing to take a little time off, get myself ready, and go out on the street to meet people and give them this message. It's a very difficult thing to do, on one hand. And on the other hand, it's a very wonderful thing to do. There's nothing better than that. There is no feeling better. Have you ever spoken to anybody who doesn't know much about Hare Krishna movement, and and you just talk to them about Krishna, and especially if the person is very innocent and is very sincere and asking wonderful questions, it is such a great feeling. One Maharaj said, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling depressed or something, just put on your devotional clothing and go out on the street and just stand there when the people are passing by. What will happen? Somebody's going to ask you, what is this all about? Why are you dressing like this? And so on. And then you have to speak about Krishna. What else are you going to speak of? So as soon as you start talking about Krishna, then your heart becomes happy, joyful. Because it is a joyful process. And it's described here also that Shukadev Goswami is speaking this verse. So Maharaj Parikshit, he was cursed to die in 7 days. And he decided that he was going to go on the bank of the Ganges and just fast till death, remembering the Lord. And then automatically when the news spread all over the universe, not only on this planet but also in the higher planetary systems, all the great sages, included Narad and Vyasadeva and so on, all of them came to that spot. And it is described that Maharaj Parikshit, that when he saw them all, then he paid obeisances to everybody who came. And Shukadev Goswami, before he started speaking, he was asked by Maharaj Parikshit to speak. And before starting speaking, he was praying to the Lord. He has so many prayers that he made to the Supreme Lord for his mercy. Anything a devotee wants to do, he first prays to the Lord, knowing that he is incapable of doing anything. On our own, we're incapable of doing anything. But if we get the mercy of the Lord, if we get the mercy of the other devotees, then we can actually do something. So he was praying to the Lord, and this is one of the prayers here. Okay, so I'll stop there. It's a little late. Any questions or comments? Mother Agapnika. This book might be printed before the revision. This book is probably older. There are newer books now. I think we have to get a set of those. No, but he's quoting, the quotation is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I think the main thing is the revision. There were some verses that were, the words that were revised. But it's true that Śrīla Prabhupāda used different words. Anything else? Okay, again. Mother Gatmika. Is it?
You spoke about requiring or needing to perform some austerity for the sake of the benefit of others. This opportunity that you're so steady at performing the Harinam on Friday nights, I would just want to encourage others to partake in it. It is such a joyful experience. Although you say it may be the most difficult thing to do, but at the same time, it's so rewarding, because it's like, one time it was explained that it's like going on Sankirtan is like chutney. It's so hot, sometimes you can't bear it, but it's so sweet, you can't resist it.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, it is a wonderful thing to go out. I just feel really good going out there. And especially being in the association of other devotees, J.R., you know J.R., Janaka Rishi. He loves to go out, and I just like to be with him. Himself goes out regularly, and There is Bhakta Len, Kalyapani Prabhu, Nagaraj Prabhu. Actually, when I came here in 1998, Nagaraj Prabhu and Krishna Kripa Brahmachari and myself, we were there all the time. And I just loved to go out with them, because it was such a wonderful thing to be with them in the kirtan. Very, very ecstatic. So please join us sometime. It's very, very, it's a lot of fun. Not just our performing, but also all the people you see, how their faces bright up, and they're waving, and they're happy, and they're just taking a little prasadam and asking. And even those one time at the stoplight, the showing red, the man was stopped there, and he jumped out of his car and danced on the road. He danced on the road, just to show how much pleasure there is in it. And there are people trying to dance in their cars. And one time, an old lady, she was telling the granddaughter, don't open the window. And she would not listen to her grandmother. She just opened the window, and she's looking, and she's raising her hand, and grandmother is very upset.
Do you think that conscience is absolute proof of the existence of God?
If conscience is the absolute...
Does conscience absolutely indicate that there is a God? You know, if a human being feels something is right and something is wrong, is that feeling evidence of God?
Obviously, the fact that you have consciousness means there is a living spirit somewhere. So that by itself. And because Krishna says, I am forgetfulness, I am remembrance. The fact that you are thinking something, for a devotee, for someone who understands spiritual life, yeah, it definitely is.
There's a difference between consciousness and conscience. Conscience means like guilty conscience. I feel guilty.
Yeah. Well, that's coming.
Or my conscience is clear. Right. That means I feel that I've done good. That feeling of good and bad, does that mean that there's God?
Yeah, according to that same verse, Rasa Chaham. The fact that you have conscience means you have consciousness. And the conscience, if you're thinking that maybe this is bad, maybe it is good, that by itself is forgetfulness and remembrance. And therefore, God is the source of that.
Can I respond to that?
Yeah, sure.
So it is not necessary that conscience represents the Paramatma. It's not necessary that that's true. Because conscience may be the voice of the intelligence. If the intelligence is material, then conscience will be relative. So an example is a great devotee, Jada Bharat, right? So he did the right thing in saving the baby deer. That was the voice of conscience. But it had not necessarily a spiritual conscience, but yeah, it was a good thing to do. But then he got too attached to the deer, and there also there was a voice of conscience saying, no, I have to take care of this, it depends on me, get, you know, affection and all that. So it's not necessary that our conscience is telling us a Krishna conscious thing.
Mm-hmm.
It might be just our mind, it might be our intelligence, it might be our material mind, it might be our material intelligence.
Yeah.
And then we become self-righteous. My conscience. So there is relative morality. So the best thing to do is to take instruction from Shastra, Guru and Sadhu.
Mm.
And not rely too much on one's conscience. Because then there are people who say, I don't believe in Krishna because he has so many wives. It's immoral. That's
right.
Their conscience telling them.
Right.
But it is not. So.
Right. Yeah, thank you. That's good. Thanks for that explanation. It's, yeah. I mean, everything that conscience, bad conscience, or good conscience, they're there. And could the that voice from the inside, which is negative, that voice that's coming out could be from the mind, not necessarily from super soul, not from God inside. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So the conscience may speak, but then it has to be in accordance with Guru. The conscience may speak, but then whatever conscience is dictating should be in accordance with, as the Prabhu said, Shastra, Guru, and Sadhu.
Mm.
But I wanted to ask a question. Antaryami, so Krishna is within you. Krishna is in your heart. And I think that many of us may share something that I experienced, and that is that we are praying to Krishna within. We hear Krishna's within you. He knows your every thought. Not a blade of grass can move without his whim. So many a times, I'm personally praying, oh Krishna, I've been a good person. You know, I've been a devotee. I've been a brahmachari 12 years. I did this. And I just need you to give me facility. You see, I need you to give me plenty of money so I can serve the devotees. I can go and purchase 10, 12 bands so we set up a nice brahmachari ashram and have devotees preach and just like Prabhupada had us do. And I pray like this. I said, Krishna, we're going to see 12 vans, you know, that's it, Ramreti Sankirtan party. And Krishna, send me some more money so I can build a nice retirement facility for all the devotees who are there without social security, inheritance, and many, many proper disciples who serve very earnestly and dedicatedly, who are practically homeless, many of them, with no pension, no social security, no inheritance. I know quite a few. So I pray, Krishna, send me the money. Let me get this done. So in my heart, I'm praying, in short, I'm praying for many things, but Krishna's not giving. So could you explain why Krishna's not giving? I'm praying sincerely to Krishna in the heart.
Well, Srila Prabhupada, he said, when we pray, the best thing we can ask for, we want to ask for the best thing. Obviously, your desire is to serve Krishna. But everything will come. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to ask the Lord for mercy to be able to remember him all the time. What is it? The emperor of all the verses is to remember Krishna and never forget him. So this is what we should actually pray for. And you see, Srila Prabhupada himself, he didn't necessarily ask the Lord for things that he needed. There are times when he would, but whatever the Lord provides, he would accept that. But he never gave up, because the tendency is, if we ask for something material, even for service, when we don't get it, we may feel morose that Krishna is not giving. But actually, Krishna, he knows everything. He knows what we need. He knows. He's giving everybody what they deserve. And sometimes he holds back, as Hari. He holds it back. You know, he takes it away. So what is best for us, he is allowing that to happen. So if you're not getting it, maybe there is a reason for it. There is a reason why Krishna is not giving. Maybe different things could happen if you got it. The tendency is, when you have material things, you start to, your original objective changes.
I do hear you clearly. And of course, a devotee, we may not be on that level. Akama sarva kamala okshakarna udharadi tibrena bhakti yogena yageti krisham. So devotee, whether you have material desire, akama, or don't have akama, tibrena bhakti yogena. You understand, so
yeah.
Like this, but still, the body may not be on that platform. And he may be
well,
just
yeah.
Like Dhruva. Dhruva was praying for this and that, and then he said, "My Lord, you've given me, I asked for glass, and you gave me jewels," like this.
Right.
But devotee, I'm praying like that. Krishna sent the silk, Krishna sent.
Well, that's good. It's better we approach Krishna than approach someone else. Srila Prabhupada said that
I'm hoping
even the person who is drinking liquor, if he thinks that this liquor is Krishna or it's coming from Krishna, he will make spiritual advancement. So that is there, of course. If you have to approach someone, approach Krishna.
Yes, but my question was, if you're praying for things that will enhance your devotional service, and Krishna's not giving, you think, Krishna, give me something that will facilitate and will make Krishna consciousness easier to spread.
We can't blame Krishna.
Well, there's a couple. Prabhupada also, he was saying when, before he came to America, that he was going to make lots of money and then come to America with the money. But Krishna had a different plan, and he quoted that verse 10:88, Yashaham Anuganami. Yeah, so that verse. So Krishna has his plan. He also likes to see how painstaking a devotee is. Well, what can you do with what you have now? Not that when I get this much, I'll start. He says, well, what can you do right now with what you have? And then he's very clever, Krishna. And then I had this verse here because it's a little bit more involved than meets the eye. It says, the super soul, this is 1:233 Bhagavatam. The super soul enters into the bodies of the created beings who are influenced by the modes of material nature and causes them to enjoy the effects of these modes by the subtle mind. So in many different ways the super soul is acting, but it mentions 6:26 Bhagavad Gita, for one who has conquered the mind, then the super soul is already reached. So we also know that the spiritual master, he's Saksahari Twaina. He's the external manifestation of the super soul. So the super soul also comes outside to speak as the advanced devotee.
Thank you for making that point. I appreciate it. Mother Mahandrani.
On the point of praying for different things, sometimes when we pray for, we have an idea of how we want to serve Krishna, we pray intensely for that, and we don't get it quite that way, it may be that we're thinking we're the doer instead of just the instrument of whatever our spiritual master's plan is. But I heard one devotee say, I heard once that one, the best prayer we can pray is for the Sangha of Shuddha Rasik Vaishnavas. And, well, there's a story that goes with that. That one time there was a man who, he was very poor, but he was in love with the daughter of, he was in love with the daughter of the richest man in the village. And at the same time, his aging parents were both blind, and he wanted to help them. He wanted to get married to this girl. And so some friend advised him to go pray to Lord Shiva. So he prayed to Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva appeared and said, okay, I'll give you a boon. And he said, one boon. And he said, but I have many needs. He said, well, you can only have one boon. So you can come back in a week and tell me what it is you want. So then his friend advised him that there were some very advanced Vaishnavas, sadhus in, I guess he was in Vrindavan or somewhere, go ask them for advice. And they, one sadhu advised him, so he went back to Lord Shiva. And the next week when Lord Shiva appeared, he said, I would like to, yes, I have my boon that I would like my parents to see their grandchild eating off of a golden plate in our own home. So that took in everything he wanted. And Lord Shiva said, a Vaishnava told you. You must have had association with Vaishnava. And the point is, asking, praying for the Sangha of a Shuddha Rasik Vaishnava takes in everything we could possibly need, because the word Sangha doesn't just mean association. It means affectionate connection to the Vaishnava. It means the opportunity, ability, and facility to serve them. And Shuddha means pure the self-realized devotee. And Rasik means they are tasting the sweetness of Krishna consciousness. So if we pray every time, especially on festival days when they say, the appearance or disappearance days of personalities, like the door is wide open for them to give mercy, if we always pray for that, everything we need in spiritual life will be there.
Thank you. Very good. Okay. Anything else? All right, we'll stop there. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari.